This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
It is 8:11, Thursday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News, and every Thursday we focus on the weekend as it's going to be another busy one. It's into middle July, and the heat and the humidity has us indoors a lot more, and you've got a lot of options that are going to be happening indoors, including the Ultimate Elvis, Dean Z. That's tomorrow night at the Moran Theater, 7:30 in the evening. Christine, you got anything cooking for the weekend that you're planning other than taking care of Baron Von Nosewise?
Oh my goodness, he's wearing me out. I think we're going to try to go to Jacksonville Beach again. We tried last week and I couldn't find parking, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, July 4th, that was tough. But so I think that's what we're going to try to do, take Baron.
I like that.
So we'll see.
Baron Von Nosewise is going to dig around in the sand in Jacksonville Beach.
He loves the beach.
Yeah, well, who does? See, that's another reason why we're not the most stressed city in Florida. I just can't. Nope, sorry. Can't believe it.
We have to call Wallet Hub and tell them. No.
I think I have a problem with that. Ocala is more stressed. They're right in the middle of the state. Like, that's stressful. You're at I-75. You're not even close to a beach, man. All right, let's head to the First Alert Traffic Center. Jay, what do you got your eyes on for the weekend?
So, starting tomorrow and running through Sunday at the Prime Osborne Convention Center is Jurassic Quest. You can meet baby dinosaurs. They've got the largest and most realistic dinosaur exhibit on tour. And they've also got like a one-of-a-kind interactive raptor training experience. So I could feel like Chris Pratt in Jurassic World.
And look like him too, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, get the boy out to that one. That's good for kids of all ages, big kids and little kids as well, man. Should be a good time. Prime Osborne Convention Center. Benjamin, you were out with the folks who run the Greater Jacksonville Kingfish Tournament yesterday. There's some fishing going on and tournament action this weekend. There wasn't a lot of action out on the water yesterday, huh?
Not a whole lot yesterday, at least in our boat. And we were talking to some of the other captains and not a whole lot going on there. I think maybe the biggest somebody caught was a 30-pound kingfish, but I don't know if that's particularly impressive for kingfish. But not a whole lot going on yesterday, mostly just a nice day on the boat. But, I mean, this weekend you have more of the Kingfisher Tournament going on. This is the 44th Greater Jacksonville Kingfish Tournament, which is just to get out on the water in beautiful weather is always nice. This runs through the 20th for a whole number of...
All of next weekend.
Awesome, awesome stuff. You can check out their website, kingfishtournament.com, and you can see the schedule of everything that's going on there.
Yeah, 6:30 on Saturday is when the fishing begins. The actual beach tournament begins. And then through next week, a lot of the attention turns to the kiddos as well. But you also have your eye on something indoor. So you did the outdoor experience and probably will be back out at Sisters Creek Boat Ramp in the park there, the Carlucci Park, I would imagine again. But what's indoors this weekend?
So this weekend we also have, starting today actually, is the Alhambra Theater and Dining. They are starting their new season, I suppose, where they will be doing a performance of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Ooh. Which is something that I've never seen personally, but it seems like it would be a lot of fun. I was looking at their menu, but now I have lost it. They did have, what was it, a Technicolor pasta dish, which is very cute. They're always very cute with their names.
Yeah.
We love it.
Have you seen that show before?
I have.
Yeah, good? Yes. Good music?
Yeah. It was one of those things, yes, it was one of the things where that, you know, my children did in theater when they were little. So we always have good memories of it. So I couldn't say anything bad about it. But I haven't seen it recently.
This will probably be a really good performance at Alhambra.
It will be. Alhambra is always very good. Their food is always very good. I found the menu. They have a Technicolor pasta salad, an Egyptian lasagna. I don't think they had lasagna back then. But it's very fun, and the food is always good, and it's a great time to spend.
Nice. Scotty, what you got cooking for the weekend, brother?
Well, they're going back to the Technicolor Dreamcoat thing there for a second. Maybe I'm the only one. Maybe it's my age showing. But I get a vision of Kramer in his long coat.
And then when the hat goes blowing down the
walking
street.
Walking like he's Huggy Bear, just doing his thing. It's a fantastic visual. Everybody who's headed to that show, I hope you have a fantastic time. The Alhambra, always top notch. For myself, I'm doing something a little more funky this weekend. Heading down to St. Augustine Amphitheater, the backyard stage tomorrow night. Bumpin' Uglies and Ballyhoo back in town. If you are into surf rock, beach music, reggae, groove tones, and all the cultural associations there too, this is the show for you. Unfortunately, if you don't already have tickets, it's sold out. Fortunately, if you do have tickets, you are in for a great time. Ballyhoo and Bumpin' Uglies coming back, bringing some punk rock goodness down to St. Augustine, rocking out the oldest city in the strangest and newest of ways. Always a good time when those guys roll into town.
And that'll be on Friday and Saturday over at the arena. The Jacksonville Sharks are back to take on the Green Bay Blizzards. What a difference it'll be for those guys from Green Bay, Wisconsin, coming down to Florida. This weekend's going to be hot and humid.